Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How many government and media lies and deceptions have you fallen for? Let me name a few so you can check how badly you have let yourself be deceived. Did you know that when the Commerce Department reported that the first quarter gross domestic product came in at a 0.7% contraction in the economy, that was a lie? First, the methodology for computing this number was changed last year in order to spike the reported result 3% more than the former calculation. Second, a key assumption was fudged to avoid revealing that the actual result was a 2% contraction in the economy. As for jobs, did you know that the latest report included a non-existent increase of 213,000 new jobs using a statistically invalid birth-death adjustment? Or that the Bureau of Labor Statistics claims there are only about 9 million jobless Americans instead of the 90 million unemployed of working age? Did you know that when government reports seasonally adjusted figures, they invariably report data more favorable for U.S. government purposes than the actual numbers would show? Did you know that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation coverage on bank accounts was subordinated by the Dodd-Frank Act? Now banks suffering losses from derivatives contracts first have to cover those, even if that means that FDIC doesn't provide any protection to account holders. Were you aware that Monday's announcement of the merger of home builders Standard Pacific and Ryland were more likely done to prevent bankruptcy by one or both companies? Not the reason stated in the news release. Further, most U.S. large home builders are in such weak financial straits that several mergers will likely occur this year after no major ones for the last 6 years? Do you believe the Federal Open Market Committee as it keeps pretending they might raise interest rates, even though doing so would inflict large financial harm to the federal government? These deceptions only scratch the surface. If you fell for even one of them, you should become a regular listener of this commentary. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.